Hello, my name is Anna Vito, and I joined 2SER on Razor's Edge, would have been about 2006, I reckon, 2006. And then not too long after that, I started on The Wire, and I used to do 2 days a week on The Wire, a day as a reporter and as a presenter.
Oh my gosh, how much fun would that have been?
It was so much fun. So I was probably with 2SER, I reckon, 2006 into the end of 2007, thereabouts.
Wow, okie dokie. Are there any memories or moments that stand out for you from your time here?
Honestly, it was a total blur because I had no idea what I was doing, and I was working with such wonderful people. Mark Robinson at Razor's Edge, and then Erica Vowles was the executive producer of The Wire while I was there. Both just tremendous people and tremendous fosterers of talent. And I think back now about the kind of rabble of student journalists that they had to work with and somehow managed to not just produce these really amazing programs, but I think pull the best out of us. I think we've all been, you know, at a time in our lives where we felt like that 7.5, 8 minute interview over the phone absolutely had to run. And we all needed someone to tell us that, you know what, maybe it would be better in 3 minutes or in a package. And I feel like those were really invaluable lessons. I just started there.
Speaking of invaluable lessons, what do you think was the biggest lesson you learnt during your time here?
I don't think I could narrow it down to one thing. I learned how to do radio because of 2SER. Everything I know about broadcasting, I started learning there. So in terms of current affairs reporting, so what is a story? How do we consider whether or not something is a story? How do we see through bullshit? How do we get to the heart of what our community who's listening to us actually want or need from this interview or this story, or why it matters to them? Everything about the really tight link between the community you're serving and the journalism you do, all of those principles I started learning really at 2SER. So that the entire foundation of my career was that. And so I can't really narrow it down to one thing. It feels like too big a thing, really, to narrow down.
All the things.
Yeah, really. And I mean, but also just craft skills, too. Mm. Like, I think, especially now, it gets, because there's, you know, we have everyone everywhere in the media has fewer and fewer resources to work with and less time. And one of the things that sometimes slides, tragically, but understandably, are craft skills. And I think also just having that hammered into us is really junior reporters starting and people who didn't have a lot of experience, how important it was just to get the basics right. You know, make sure you've got good mic technique, make sure you learn how to mix something properly, make sure you know how to put down a good voicer that's engaging. And those aren't just vanity, you know, like those are the things that make the journalism accessible and make the radio listenable to people. And I think that was such an important lesson too.
Now, I know that this was over a decade ago that you were here in the building.
I'm getting very old now.
Not at all. But are there any stories that have stayed with you throughout, you know, the years that you produced while you were here? Was there one piece that was particularly impactful, or that for some reason is always that kind of occupies that space in your brain?
I don't know about one that sort of... For that, the thing that strikes me about the stories that I covered in that time is how they haven't gone away. So just this week or the last couple of weeks, we were once again revisiting issues around blood donation for gay men, in particular in this country, and the way that they're not allowed to donate blood, or even statehood issues. I now work in Canberra. I remember doing stories about Northern Territory and ACT statehood when I worked for 2SER. And now those same issues are being debated and discussed in the ACT because we currently, as Canberrans, don't have the same rights as citizens in states in other parts of the country to make decisions for ourselves about issues, among other things, like assisted dying and euthanasia. Mm. And so what strikes me is that we were, even at that time, even in that very early time in my career, 2SER, Razor's Edge and The Wire were places where we could really explore very big and meaty issues, even though I felt completely unqualified to do it. And it was such a great learning experience. And I feel like I'm still kind of drawing on that.
Yeah, today. And those programs that you worked on, Razor's Edge, The Wire, they're national programs. They're syndicated across the community radio network. Over the years, they've held this incredibly important role in community radio and in delivering stories and ideas and journalism to people all around the country.
Absolutely. And there's so often programs that are covering stories that don't necessarily break through into other national media or even city or statewide media. And I think that that comes back to who's producing them. Stations like 2SER, which have incredibly tight and broad grassroots connections to their communities. And that's so important in a media landscape which is increasingly tribal, increasingly echo chambered. I think it has always served a really important role, but I think that role has only grown in importance over time.
Anna, would you mind telling us a little bit about your career after you left 2SER and how you found your way down to Canberra?
Yeah, so circuitously. While I was working on The Wire, I was also doing two other jobs because, of course, The Wire doesn't pay you to work there. So I was transcriber across the road at Ultimo in Sydney at the ABC, and I was also a shit kicker. I'm allowed to say shit on 2SER.
Yeah.
I was a shit kicker, a liaison producer at Sky News as well, so which was basically a very low-level production role. So that was awful, and I did not enjoy that job at all.
Oh, no.
But the transcription job at ABC was great because, again, that was such a great learning tool because I was literally picking apart all of these packages that these amazing current affairs reporters were making for radio every day. And so I think partly through that kind of experience, I'd applied on a whim for a job as a rural reporter with the ABC, sort of a cadet. And I didn't think I'd get it, and I got it, miraculously. And they called me up and they said, you've got the job, we would like you to move to Tasmania in 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So I moved to Tasmania. And I thought, oh, yeah, I'll do rural stuff for a year, that might be fun. And I ended up doing it for 10 years. So in Tassie, presenting shows and being a reporter, presenting the Country Hour. I also worked in Wagga Wagga. And I worked then in Parliament House in Canberra. I came to Parliament House in Canberra and I was the national political reporter for ABC Rural for about 6 years, covering kind of rural, agricultural, trade, Murray-Darling Basin issues. And then a couple of years ago, I switched from Parliament House to local radio here in Canberra. So I now present the Drive program on ABC Radio Canberra. And it's really great fun. And I feel like I've kind of come back full circle.